You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I tell you, this sounds absolutely incredible. Employee perks. So, JP Morgan, who's been in the news a little bit over the last couple of weeks, was it their CEO or Chase's CEO, or is it the same guy? Either way, was in the news. But they're opening in a new building in New York City, a new headquarters. And it is a completely all-electric building. And I guess it's going to be like solar windows. And when it's 14,000 square, it's a massive place per floor. But the perks that they are offering to employees to lure them, you know, to come work for them or whatever, they're looking for the best of the best, are absolutely amazing. And they're one of these companies, too, where they were like, okay, no more of this remote or hybrid stuff. You're coming back to work. But here are some of the things that you can look forward to, Ashley, if you are going to work for JP Morgan. There are going to be 19 different restaurants, many of which include table service. And they can also have their food delivered directly to their desk, all employees. That's amazing. Its health and wellness center will feature fitness services, including yoga, cycling rooms, physical therapy, and other medical services. So imagine if your doctor's office was in the building that you worked at.
That would be wild.
Imagine if you didn't have to wait for appointments. You could just go in, or you'd be like, yeah, I need an appointment. I've got something going on. They'd say, well, how's tomorrow at 3:15? And you just had to get in the elevator and go down. And oh, by the way, your employer has no problem with you keeping that appointment because that's all part of their perks as well. They have a modern mother's rooms for parents who are dealing with their kids there. They have prayer, meditation spaces, all sorts of different things. They teamed up with, what is it, Deepak Chopra? How do I say his name?
You're asking me.
I mean, you're in the news, Ashley. Either way.
So I'm supposed to know this guy.
They teamed up with the guru guy who's always on. Deepak Chopra or something. I don't know. Right? Is that the name? I don't know. Somebody correct me if I need to. Thank you. Justin, producer Justin from the other room says yes in my headphones. So they teamed up with him to get input on how they were building the building, which is pretty wild, right? Like, I mean, companies say they want to do things for their employees, but a lot of times, come on.
Well,
it doesn't really happen. What's the greatest perk that you ever had at a job?
I don't know. I'm going to call into question this one, but okay. I will say the greatest perk I ever had was at my last station. Mm-hmm. An ice cream truck would come every Friday. So when most people look forward to 5 o'clock on a Friday,
yeah,
my inner and outer fatty self would look forward to 3 o'clock when I'd be able to get my free Chipwich.
The ice cream truck is it's a rolling bus of happiness. It really is.
It is the best thing. It came between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So it'd only be there for the summer.
Yeah.
That was a nice 3 months.
I mean,
though.
That's really when you need it, though. But it would show up every single Friday.
Every single Friday. And I will say the same station did also give me $1,000 a year for clothing, hair, and makeup.
Okay.
But I mean, it's like $700 worth of makeup to get me ready every day anyway. So it didn't go very far.
Okay. Well, I mean, either way, I mean, sometimes the acknowledgement or getting a little something going that way is pretty good. I used to work at a place where they'd give us the frequency was 106. 106.9, and they would give everybody $106 as like a bonus at, you know, when different things would happen, which is a terrible bonus, by the way. But it was nice because it was just kind of like everybody got one, and it was, you know, it would trigger something in the mind. And then obviously, you know, it being in this business, there was a lot of tickets and stuff like that early on. I'll tell you one thing, though. Every show that I know gets to go do a broadcast from some tropical location. That has never happened for me.
That hasn't happened for me either.
Never happened for me ever.
I'm sitting in the same dinghy, the same canoe.
Yeah.
I'm not on that island.
I've always felt like a little bit left out on that. But the other thing is that in this building, there used to be a cafeteria, and I guess it had decent pizza, but they closed that thing down. which I guess
you have a soda machine. Yeah. Do you know what I would give to have one of those at work?
I'm not allowed to drink soda. My cardiologist and my wife both say that I'm not going. I can't do it.
Fine.
So don't tell
them.
Then
I'll bankrupt this place with the soda machine.
All right. Your best employee perks ever. It could be something small, like the ice cream truck shows up every single week, or it could be something huge. What is it? I saw something that was truly inspirational the other day. JP Morgan is opening up a new headquarters in New York City. I have no idea what they do. I have no job that I could fill the position or the role for in that building. But with their perks, 19 restaurants in-house. You can go downstairs and eat if you want. They'll deliver right to your desk. Doctor's offices in the building. Yoga, mother's rooms, anything you can imagine. Nap pods, whatever you want. It's great. Got me thinking, best perks ever. Julie.
Yes, I was a temp at Unilever, which meant they had a little shopping thing for Dove soap, all of the brands.
Right, like if you don't know what Unilever is, I mean, like they do like everything.
Basically everything in your house is there.
Yeah.
So I was working on the ice cream brands, so when I would walk into our offices, they had just ice cream freezers everywhere, and you could just open it up, grab it. So I thought it was cute. At lunchtime, all of the people that worked there would just have a little sweet treat after.
Nice.
It was cute.
Yeah. Ashley used to get so excited because the ice cream truck would come to her TV station.
Very fun.
It was very exciting.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, who's this?
Hi, this is Sue.
Sue, best perk you got at a job you worked?
40 years ago, I slept with my boss and he married me.
Not where I thought that was going to go.
Very unexpected, Sue, but thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Coming right into the phone call.
Right
strong.
Out of the gate.
All right. Wow. And then she hung up.
I felt like I just got a drive-by.
Hey, Mike, best perk that you've got at work or at any job ever?
Well, the hat gave me for a Christmas bonus. The hat gave me a 2001 Cadillac Escalade.
Bonus. That is awesome. Yes.
That was awesome. Yes, it was. It made me happy.
I mean, being gifted a car, or winning a car, like it seems weird at a moment if you didn't pick it out, right? Like, because people are very particular about your vehicles, but it's also like you went to work and won a game show. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. And
awesome.
And when it's
awesome.
A nice car, you're like, I might not have bought that for myself.
Right. Like, they didn't give you a Ford Focus. They give you an Escalade.
No, definitely not. And I definitely would not bought it for myself either, you know? But I did make the company a lot of money. So, you know, they appreciated it.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good investment on their part too, right? Keep your people happy. I've got no problem with that. Thanks for the call, man.
For sure.
Jerry, tell us about your best employee perk. What job was it? What did they give you?
So when I was in college, I was a waiter and a bartender. I ended up getting a job with a temp service. So I was doing like weddings and stuff. It was all right. It wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, they put me in the skyboxes. So I was chilling, yo. I was watching all the UConn games, men and women. I was eating all the chicken tenders, taking stuff from the, you know, from the drinks, and then I ended up seeing Yanni, which blew my mind.
Oh, nice.
And then Rolling Stones. I mean, it was amazing. It was a huge perk.
So you mean Yanni the artist. You don't mean Yanni whatever, the basketball player.
No, I'm talking about Yanni that played at the Acropolis, Raven. Come on, bro. I mean, the guy literally, I've seen 350 fish shows. I've been all over the
world. Wow.
You know, all over the place with concerts. This guy was a legend.
Yeah. Beautiful hair, too, as I remember. Wow.
Oh, my God. The flowing hair and, like, beautiful people on stage. The guy could play, like, 900, I don't even know, different pianos. And, it was, I mean, how did we get to Yanni? I don't even know.
Look, open your mind and play the theremin. And if you can't do it, get off my stage. I'm with you, bro. I love the idea of you serving drinks and grabbing a shrimp cocktail for yourself as you're bringing out the tray. I love it.
Give me all the chicken tenders.
They just be like, leave us alone, you know, go in one of the empty box and watch the Rolling Stones. I'm like, you're paying me for this?
Awesome.